Chapter 18. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went out with his disciples over the brook Kidron, where there was a garden, into which he and his disciples entered. Now Judas, who betrayed him, also knew the place, for Jesus often met there with his disciples. Judas then, having taken a detachment of soldiers and officers from the chief priests and the Pharisees, came there with lanterns, torches, and weapons. Jesus therefore, knowing all the things that were happening to him, went forth, and said to them, "Who are you looking for?" They answered him, "Jesus the Nazarene." Jesus said to them, "I am." Judas also, who betrayed him, was standing with them. When therefore he said to them, "I am," they went backward, and fell to the ground. Again therefore he asked them, "Who are you looking for?" They said, "Jesus the Nazarene." Jesus answered, "I told you that I am. If therefore you seek me, let these go their way, that the word might be fulfilled which he spoke, 'Of those whom you have given me, I have lost none.'" Simon Peter therefore, having a sword, drew it, and struck the high priest's servant, and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Jesus therefore said to Peter, "Put the sword into its sheath. Am I not to drink the cup which the Father has given me?" So the detachment, the commanding officer, and the officers of the Jewish leaders, seized Jesus and bound him, and led him to Annas first, for he was father-in-law to Caiaphas, who was high priest that year. Now it was Caiaphas who advised the Jewish leaders that it was expedient that one man should perish for the people.